authorized to operate oral studio transmitter links WHB 300 and WLJ 739 on a frequency of 946 MHz. KRVS studios are located in Burke Hawthorne Hall on the campus of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, with main transmitter facilities located in Maxey, Louisiana, and backup transmitter facilities in Doosan, Louisiana. This Doosan property is made possible through an agreement with the Lafayette Parish School System, creating a brighter future and partnership with the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. You can find out more about KRVS and listen online at our website at krvs.org.
Greetings, everyone. I'm Valerie Green, and this is Harpistry, an audio excursion into music of the harp from around the world. This week, a further journey into the Djibate family's recordings of music of the kora. This family of griots, or hereditary praise musicians from the West African country of Mali, have a long, unbroken line of oral historians, stretching back to the 13th century. They're carrying on this tradition well into the 21st century with the best-known quartermaster of the Djibate family, Toumani. His younger brother, Madou Siddiqui, is also carrying on that family tradition, and we'll hear music from both of them in this hour. It isn't often that one gets to acquire a recording that you've been looking for many years, but I've finally found what is my holy grail of kora music. It was made in 1970 and was the very first recording of kora music. I'd search for it every now and then, but finally hit the jackpot in the hit-or-miss game of internet searches this week. The recording was made, available first, of course, on vinyl, but has been released on CD. This important release is entitled Ancient Strings by four masters of the kora of their time. Among them was Siddiqui Diabaté, the father of Toumani. And also on this recording was Djelimadi Sissoko. These first two pieces in this set are from that recording, and I'll follow that up with two selections from New Ancient Strings, recorded by the sons of those two kora masters, Toumani Diabaté and Balaké Sissoko. Thank you.
Thank you.
two very important recordings in that last set. We started the set with the very first recording of Kora music made in 1970 by Sidike Diabate and Djelimadi Sissoko, Baturu Koyate and Nfa Diabate. The two pieces we heard were Alalake and Duga. That was followed up with two selections from New Ancient Strings, recorded by the sons of Sidike Diabate and Djelimadi Sissoko. These, in this case, were Tumani Diabate and Balake Sissoko. We heard Shekina Demba and Kadiatu. These next two songs are two versions of a very ancient song entitled Kulanjan, sung in praise of the hunters. Thank you.
lala bale majugu ye ni ye bolala ata ile deniya ni muso folota ma kawasi moala simoro jugu ye ni ma bolala lolo simoni ri furu meri furu ku anya ki ni ele ni ele Dia ya wanti ni fagasi moja mao naraka manenga mane muri ayota kasuluka asugulu fandanya kaibandanya patwani sangi bomenu Namina Romania was the only thing. Simona would know ye when you're in my room. Mamma Morilla would know ye when you're at your room. Never say if any other Maduro. Oh, can you go on over where you bury you? What did you read? Never come on over. Why is it only where you bury my money? Mamma, I love you for the room. What's up, Kira?
CD by Taj Mahal and Tumani Diabate entitled Kulanjan. That was the title track. That's an ancient tune sung in praise of the hunters of the village. We also heard a different version of that same tune recorded in 1970 from the first recording of Kora music by Sidike Diabate and Jelimadi Sissoko entitled Ancient Strings. Some of the diehard Festival International goers in the audience will remember Baseku Kuyate's appearance there several years ago. He's a frequent collaborator on recordings with Tumani Diabate, as we'll hear in the first piece in this next set. Thank you.
Thank you.
Younger and equally talented brother of Toumani Diabaté. That was Madou Sadiki Diabaté from his CD, Mariam. We heard Lanban Sandia. Madou began his kora lessons at the age of 3, starting on a tiny 8-string kora, playing his first public concert at the age of 6. He has held the position of lead kora player for such musicians as Baba Mal, Salif Keita, and Kandia Kouyaté, among others. The Diabaté family is originally from the Gambia, and we honor the ancestors with this next tune from that country.
Thank you.
The CD is entitled Ancient Heart, Mandinka and Fulani Music of the Gambia. We heard Kumbusura. A playlist and a podcast of today's show can be found by visiting our website at krvs.org. Harpistry was produced in KRVS's Cypress Lake Studios on the campus of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. I'm Valerie Green. Until next time, thank you for joining me on Harpistry. Listening to KRVS for years and want future generations to experience